We run many races in our lives, don't we? From cradle to grave, far too often we seem to find ourselves in some kind of hurry or another, running along from one thing to the next. For instance, most of us probably spent the first 21 years of our lives wishing we were older, right? And now we're old. Yeah. Or maybe we rushed through school and then wondered where those years went. Or we wished away several stages of our lives, and then we looked back in amazement at how quickly they'd flown by. Because with human nature being what it is, we often feel compelled to hurry, busily pushing through life as if it were a race that we absolutely had to win. The writer of Hebrews, however, took this idea in a slightly different direction, recognizing perhaps this very human inclination to thoughtlessly run through our days. He reminded readers that life, particularly the Christian life, took an uncommon degree of perseverance, because this particular journey was to be for the long haul, and would require a believer to set aside anything that was unnecessary or anything that would serve as a hindrance to a life focused on Jesus Christ. As presented in this scripture, life was too valuable and Jesus was too important to spend our time wastefully or sinfully. For in the end, the prize to be gained was eternal life with Almighty God. If we consider this thought, then, in light of our Lenten book study, we see the challenge that this scripture presents. For in The Great Divorce, a book by C.S. Lewis, we read of individuals who had died and who were faced with the choice of residing either in heaven or in hell. And although it sounds like a no-brainer kind of choice, it wasn't, because the people in question had chosen to live their lives with all sorts of sinful attitudes and desires, which ended up weighing them down. From massive cynicism to misplaced love, to extreme vanity, greed, or arrogance. And the amazing thing was that they didn't even realize that they were carrying these unnecessary burdens with them. They were so wrapped up in their own misery, or so entrenched in their own idea of how life absolutely had to be, that they couldn't see the joy of heaven that was literally right in front of them. So they persevered through the race, but they lost sight of the goal. They lost sight of Jesus, and instead allowed human pettiness, sin, and pride to overrule any chance of reaching God. Which made it a challenging and a thought-provoking book, because each of us makes choices as to which races we will run, where we will go, and what burdens we will carry with us. All of which, in a very roundabout way, brings us to tonight, Wednesday of Holy Week. We are on the brink of Christ's passion and death, preparing ourselves to journey with Jesus through the next three difficult days. And these days are not a race so much as a marathon, for they require the perseverance spoken of earlier, as well as the courage and the dedication to see them through. Because really, these next few days are never an easy trip. But tonight, as we pray for healing for ourselves, each other, and those we hold in our hearts, we can also pray for the strength and courage to enter into the days ahead without our usual burdens, without our sins of arrogance, impatience, or pride, without our anxieties and fears, without whatever it is that weighs us down. Tonight, we can ask for forgiveness. We can ask for healing, and we can then turn our focus to Jesus, who calls us to be present with him not only in the next couple of days, but every single day. So may we choose what is healthy and what is good, and trust that Jesus brings us wholeness, peace, and joy with the healing power of his life, his death, and his resurrection. Amen.